my name is Carrie Oberbrunner. It's great to be with you today. I'm an author and a publisher, and I attend LifePoint Church. I was a former pastor of 12 years, and Dean Foulkes is a good friend. It's great to be with you. Here's the question for the day. Are you unhackable? Think about that. Are you unhackable? Now, when we hear the word hack, we often think of a computer or a cell phone or a bank account. Those things get hacked, and when they do, they cause fear and panic, and we feel vulnerable, we feel attacked, these types of things. What's interesting, though, is the word hack means to gain unauthorized access to a system or a computer. Something much more scary than having your computer or phone hacked is having your brain hacked or your life hacked. And here's the point. Our bodies are made up of systems. Think back to biology class, circulatory, respiratory, pulmonary, and our brains are like supercomputers. So in a very true sense, we can get hacked. You might say, Carrie, what does it mean to be hacked? How can we be hacked? Well, here's what I know. Anytime that you go through life with a dream, with a goal, with a passion, with an idea, and you get distracted or sidelined or sabotaged, you experience what's called getting hacked. And the problem with that is that God never put us on earth to get distracted and sidelined and sabotaged. God put us on earth to dream and do, to ideate and implement. In fact, this is pretty crazy. Think back to childhood. You probably said a word, abracadabra. Now, some of us maybe weren't allowed to say that word because it was associated with magic or witchcraft or something. But you know what's crazy is once you understand the meaning of that word, the word abracadabra literally means I create as I speak, or it came to pass as it was spoken. That's pretty interesting. Now, what's even more interesting is that it's the most common word in all languages that doesn't need to be translated. In other words, it's abracadabra in every language. What's even more interesting is that many theologians believe that is the first word God spoke when it said, let there be light. Boom, and there was light. I create as I speak. It came to pass as it was spoken. In other words, from a very young age, we were fascinated with the concept of speaking things into existence. And whose image were we created in? God's. So we were literally created to dream and do, to speak into existence things. But you know what? Most of us never do. Most of us have a dream, then we get hacked. We have an idea, then we get distracted. We watch Netflix, we watch video games. Our screens interrupt us. In fact, the average person today spends 5 hours on a screen. The average person gets 11 minutes of focus time. We make 35,000 decisions a day. Human knowledge doubles. It used to double every 1,000 years. Today it doubles every 12 hours. Literally, we cannot keep up. We are in a quantum expanding field of information that we literally cannot keep up with. And what it's doing is it's causing fatigue, decision fatigue, mental fatigue, exhaustion. And if you've seen The Social Dilemma, a documentary on Netflix, you know how deep the rabbit hole goes. You know that screens are actually now shaping truth. And what you see on your screen and Google and ask questions for, you get different answers. And so we've migrated to thinking that truth was a person, Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And now the truth has become subjective, which we've always kind of had. Since the beginning of time, the serpent said to Eve in the garden, did God really say? In other words, there was an attack on truth. But it gets even crazier. Today, we use concepts like, well, that's not my truth, or my truth says this. And so we are literally independent bearers of truth, which is subjective. And that's a very scary thing because I don't know about you, but I am sinful and I am flawed. And my version of truth really doesn't matter. It matters what God says truth is. So where do we go with all this? Well, I recently wrote a book. It actually releases this week. It's called Unhackable: Close the Gap Between Dreaming and Doing. But it's all about how we can literally become unhackable. And I would argue that that's the point of the gospel. There was one unhackable God who was and is to come. And the unhackable God became hacked in the sense of humanity. But you know what? Even though Jesus took on human form, the craziest thing in the world is that Jesus remained unhackable on earth. And he did not get distracted. He did not get sidelined. He did not get sabotaged. He never allowed unauthorized access to his brain or his body. Everything was in submission to the Father's will. So I want to challenge you and I want to encourage you. I have a ton more to talk about this, but I literally only have another minute. So I just want to raise the questions in your mind today. Are you getting hacked? If so, how? And if so, renew your mind, as the scriptures say. Take every thought captive. Don't crave the dopamine hit from your screen. Instead, crave the Word of God. And technology is not the enemy. I use technology. We're using it right now. Technology is not the enemy, but technology is a tool. And if we're not careful, that tool actually starts using us. And we become the product and we become the tool. So I'm just going to pray for you right now. And then I want to invite you to come back tomorrow. It's been an absolute blast to talk about this. If there's anything you need, reach out to me. LifePoint is fantastic. Whether you attend in person or online, it's a great community. And let's pray. God, I just lift up each person who's listening to this right now. I know that the temptation is for each of us to wake up and to allow life to hack us. And you call us to be unhackable people. And you are the unhackable God. And you sent your unhackable Son. And God, I just pray that each person here may be truly inspired to consider that just as kids, they had that dream of abracadabra. You want to renew that desire. You say we need to become like children if we want to see the kingdom. And so let us be people who are not cynical, who are not consumers. Let us be people who are creators. And we thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of the listeners. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a wonderful day. Become unhackable.